Hello, Malcolm here. Today we're talking about getting the blend and the balance right in our prayers. Praying, in a sense, in the right direction or the right directions to blend and balance our prayer to make it as powerful and intimate as we can. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 36. And we're going to be focusing in particular upon some ideas from a book by Richard Foster, but more of that in a moment. When we see balance, it's a beautiful thing. When things are blended right, there's a great harmony to that and something that's very satisfying. If you've ever tried to teach a child to ride a bike, you'll know what I'm talking about, how significant balance can be. I remember teaching my two children to ride a bike and running alongside them and with a hand on their back, eventually letting go. And frankly, I had to let them fall a few times. And only in the falling did they learn about balance and about not just balance, but blending the things that made for a balance. So blending the coordination between their eyes, their hands, their feet, the way they were sitting, their position on the bike, looking around them as well as focusing on as well their own position. All of these things had to come together, blended, to make balance. And I would suggest that in our prayer lives are balanced when we're blending things. Too often perhaps we think about just finding a balance, but really it's about finding a blend of the correct things that will create the balance. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I've been reading a book by Richard Foster, most famous for Celebration of Discipline. The links to all of the references I'm going to put here are in the show notes for the podcast and for the video. And I've been reading a book by his called Prayer, Finding the Heart's True Home. I just bought the book and I thought I'd share three primary or key thoughts from the book with us today. Firstly, prayer is moving inward. As he says, the movement inward comes first because without interior transformation, the movement up into God's glory would overwhelm us. And the movement out into ministry would destroy us. So prayer without an intention for that prayer to change us, to make us more Christ-like, is going to be shallow, isn't it? Part of the purpose of prayer is to help us to be molded more into Christ-likeness. And that's about that inward side or part of prayer. Do you spend time in prayer asking God to help you with that Christ transformation into his heart, into his character, and then into the expression of that into our lives? But that inward dimension comes first, I think. What do you think about that? Second dimension, moving upward. Richard Foster puts it this way. We are exiles and aliens until we can come into God, the heart's true home. Pride and fear have kept us at a safe distance. But as the resistance within us is overcome by the operations of faith, hope, and love, we begin moving upward into the divine intimacy. This, in turn, empowers us for ministry to others. So our second dimension is upward. Inward, then upward. What does prayer do? Part of what it does is connect us mere human beings, us mere mortals, to God. And that's part of God's intention of prayer, connecting us with him. It's one of the most amazing things that we can have this opportunity and this privilege to connect with, to come into contact with God's own joy, God's own peace, God's own father-like parent love. That's the second direction here. Inward, then upward. Thirdly, after we've dealt with whatever is preventing us from drawing close to God in prayer and intimacy, the third dimension is outward. Inward, upward, outward. Again, Richard Foster says this. Transformation and intimacy both cry out for ministry. We are led through the furnace of God's purity, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of others. We are drawn up into the bosom of God's love, not merely to experience acceptance, as wonderful as that is, but also so we can give his love to others. Prayer which ends with the inward or just the upward dimensions is certainly incomplete, isn't it? If we're connected with God's heart, and if we're growing in Christ-likeness, we'll also be growing in concern and compassion for those out there who aren't yet connected with Christ-likeness and God's love. Are the needs for people around you featuring in your prayers? These are three areas for us to think about. The inward, the upward, and the outward. Are you praying for Christ-like transformation? Are you praying to be connected with and enjoying being connected with God? Are you praying for the needs of others around you by name, or just by what you've heard about in the news that God puts on your heart or brings to your attention? John chapter 17 is a good chapter to think about. We haven't got time to look into it now, but have a look at John 17 and look at the way that Jesus there connects with God the Father, prays for his disciples, prays for the world at large, and seems to blend all this together, bring it all together in a way that's meaningful and makes sense, and is a good example to us of this blend and balance in prayer. Whatever your habitual balance, perhaps you're more of an inward person, an upward person, an outward person, whatever your natural balance, I encourage us to make the next few days a blend of all three. Perhaps every day you could spend some time on the inward prayer, on the upward prayer, and on the outward prayer. Maybe not all in the same prayer time, but at least at some point in the day touching on each of those three parts of prayer or directions of prayer. So what helps you? What helps you to pray with and in for that inner transformation? Is there anything in particular that helps you? What about the intimacy with God, that upward dimension? Is there anything that helps you with that? Or the outward dimension of praying for the needs of others? Does anything particularly help you with any of those? Please share your ideas, because then we can learn from one another, and we learn best when we learn in community. And then also, please pass the link to this recording on to one other person so that they can benefit. And if you're watching the YouTube version, please hit the like button and the subscribe button if you haven't already done so. You will be the first to know about new recordings, and also the visibility of these recordings will be heightened. So thank you very much for that. And I pray that when you do connect with God, whether the inward, the upward, or the outward, or all three, that you will find a great blend and a great balance of personal intimacy with God that will make a difference to you and those around you. I hope for you a wonderful week of tremendous quiet times. Take care, and God bless.